Hey everybody, hey to nobody, it's Cassie Derwin. Today is Tuesday, March the 26th, 2024. So that's 388, if you break it down. And when you put that all together, you get 19, which reduces to 10. And then that reduces to 1. So reducing it to 10 reflects to me, it reminds me, that today is the Ten of Clubs. The Ten of Clubs, birth card, the Sun card, and it's in Aries, but also the personality card is the Three of Hearts. So you are playing this, if you are born under the energy, or if you're born today, or if you're born under the energy of the Ten of Clubs, listen up. I birthed the Ten of Clubs. So on the life spread, the Ten of Clubs sits in the sun line, and it sits Mars. So that's the spark. So I feel like that's the spark of what's to come. The Jupiter card, which is the Eight of Diamonds. So one of my spirit guides is the Eight of Diamonds, Mr. Wilson. Hey, Mr. Wilson. But it's not about Mr. Wilson. Well, it's always about Mr. Wilson also. It's about my team. So I can't disregard that. He wanted me to say that, and I said it. So then I looked at the soul number, or the it's like the gift. The gift is 11. 11 is a master number. And to me, 11 is 2. 2 is the moon. And so today, the moon is 99% illuminated, because remember, we're coming off a full moon. And it's a waning gibbous. Gibbous. Anyway, it's the day after the full moon. My tongue gets lazy because I figured out some of these words are really foreign to me, because I'm in touch with my past lives and they may have said it a different way. And then I may have been a different person. I might have spoke a different language. So this lifetime I'm speaking English, and maybe not the King's English. I'm speaking the Queen's English. I'm speaking to be understood by myself. Okay, so when I say the Ten of Clubs is in the sun line, remember the sun is the self, and the Mars is the action or the spark. And I'm looking for something. Okay, whatever I'm looking for, it's not time for that. So let me read what I did. So when I add the entire day together, it comes up to 73. And so 73, I'm going to read you what 73 means. And then you add it another way and you come up with something else. So 73 is about overcoming challenges. There's opportunity for growth. So yesterday, and challenges have to come to help you realize what's going on. So it said there is an opportunity for growth. The universe is sending you multitude of moments that are going to transform you. Challenges such as these are not necessarily negative when you can view them as opportunities for personal growth. Okay? Write about a present challenge, a challenging moment in life, and how you can perceive it as a useful for growth. Let me read that again. Write about a present challenging moment in life and how you can perceive it as useful for growth. Something about that, as useful. Okay, so story time. So yesterday, if you're following me, you listened to my podcast yesterday. If you're not following me, go back and listen to my podcast from yesterday or any of the podcasts. I have over 270 podcasts, I do believe. I'm not sure. I've been doing this for a couple years. And this is my lane. I understand other places are what they are, but this is my lane. And I'm supposed to stay on my yellow brick road. So this is the space where I do my podcast. So yesterday, I got up and did my podcast, and it was amazing because I needed to hear it. But then after the soon as I got off my podcast, someone sprinkled some of their fairy dust to make me want to come over there with them. So I'm setting out to come over there with them. The nobodies let me do everything. Shit shower and shave, basically. So I went and did my rituals that I do. Put on my clothes. Getting ready and being very cognitive of what I'm doing. Because now I feel like I have a purpose. And I sat on the side of the bed. It was about 5:55, matter of fact. And I sat on the side of the bed. And they said, did you ask anybody, could you go? And I said, what? So I picked up one of my pendulums. Matter of fact, I picked up my pendulum that reminds me of the mother, the Orisha. I picked her up. And I asked the questions that I always ask. Am I here? Is somebody that I know isn't here? So I can get my yes and no. I give her a kiss. I blow my breath on her. Whatever I do. Because I'm spiritually led, so it's not always the same. I asked the question, can I go? It said no. This darn thing. So I picked up another one of my pendulums. I picked up my goddess, my other. They are all goddesses. I am a goddess. So I picked up my other goddess. And on here it says number one mom. And it says abundance. And it's got a little naked goddess woman on it. Her belly is kind of protruding. And it's amethyst, it's purple, it's all of that, right? Ask the question. Can I ask you a question? Is that person mean? Yes, very mean. Does he hate me? Not at all. Can I go? No, you can't. Oh my God. Why not? This is me talking to myself. This is exactly how it went, how I'm doing it. So I said, okay, I'm not going to go, but I'm going to ride past there. And I'm going to go to the Ten of Clubs house. Look at this. I went to the Ten of Clubs and saw the Ten of Clubs and the Four of Clubs. And I went over there and talked to them. And they both said, well, don't go. So before I left, when I was getting dressed, it told me what to wear. Because I had to protect myself. I already knew I was going to go into an arena of people. So I have to protect myself. And I had to cover my head. I do everything. I'm being obedient. I'm listening. So I put on my citrine, which today is Tuesday. And I think citrine lines up with Tuesday. I'm not sure. But it told me to put on the citrine for the full moon. So I put on the citrine. And I wrap stones. So this is a stone that I made. But I... Because it's supposed to be hiding in plain sight. It is a necklace, but if you need direction, it's also a pendulum. Okay? Use your tools. So I put the citrine on. Go to the four clubs and the Ten of Clubs house. And I'm sitting there. Now this is the third, what they say, three strikes and you out. So I asked the question. I take it off. And the Four Clubs is like, ooh, what's that? I said, it's a citrine. They said, well, what you doing with it? I said, I'm getting ready to ask you the question. They said, I want to ask the question. So I asked, was the Four Clubs ugly? The Four Clubs said no. And the pendulum said no. The citrine said no. So then I said, is the Four of Clubs Snaggletooth? And the Four of Clubs said yes. And the Pendulum or the Citrine said yes. And I said, can I go to the thing? And it said no. And the Four of Clubs said no. So I didn't go. But then I asked another question. Can I go to Joanne's house? And it says yes. I said, can I go wash the vehicle? And it says yes. So that was my thing that I could do. Okay. Because it was something that I needed to do what I'm doing. Because I got to stay in my lane. So because I wanted to do it so bad, when I rolled back past and looked, still a whole lot of energy, a whole lot of energy. And me wanting to be nosy or wanting to see what it was about, not looking at it for what it was worth, that was the challenge. But then once I sat on it later on that night and started to create, I understood you had already gave yourself, you already were equipped with the tools. Stay on your path. Don't be trying to get to everybody, because you got nobody to love. Nobody. Nobody to love. I got to love on the nobodies. I have to love on the nobodies. And yesterday was a Jack of Clubs. It definitely was a Jack of Clubs and a Jack of Clubs and a Two of Clubs energy. I know the Two of Clubs love. When I say they love a good debate, if I had a win in that place, I would have been in that place. I would have been in that space and I would have spilled over because I'm a blurter. And because when I play these cards, if you play your cards right, everything will be all right. Okay. I would have spilled over. I would have. It was going to be a good debate and I was going to be a part of it. And now when I reflect over the message, oh yeah, they knew I was going to be a part of it. That's why they wanted me there. But because of my team, they protected me. And this is growth now. So the next day, what they say, you have the prelude and the, what's the next day thing? I don't know what to call it. Anyway, so overcoming challenges. So then we came up with 73 and I took 73 from 100 and I get 27 and it came up with life plan. So let me read you what life plan is. Cause so we got the 73 overcoming challenges. There's an opportunity for growth. Understand your team is trying to protect you regardless to what everybody else is doing. And I'm sure you want to be a part of it, but it's not always for you, right? So then 27 say life plan, align your life plan with your soul's plan. If that didn't hit me in the head, thank you, Jack of Clubs, Ten of Clubs, Four of Clubs, Three of Diamonds, Three of Hearts, Queen of Diamonds. Thank you, Eight of Diamonds, Mr. Wilson. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to get me to the other side of my sun card. Well, the other side of my sun card, one side on the life spread is the Queen of Spades. To me, that's the full moon. That's the moon anytime. But to me, the Queen of Spades is the full moon for me. Because when I used to do my thing, she used to guide me and tell me, you can't go. Wait till this time and go. But on the other side of that is the Nine of Diamonds. The Nine of Diamonds sits in the sun on plate 67. So that's my Mercury. So that's how I communicate. And that is how I think. So I have to keep my mind on the prize. So that makes me understand why Mr. Wilson was the energy of the Eight of Diamonds was speaking to me as the nine, the spark. Remember, nine is Mars, and that's the spark. And it makes so much sense now that I sit with it. So listen to this. Align your life plan with your soul plan. Your angels want you to reflect and consider deeply what it is you want in life versus what you think you should do. I thought I should go. I thought I should go. I'm going to read that one more time. Your angels want you to reflect and consider deeply what it is you want in life versus what you think you should do. Create alone time for yourself today without people or technology. Ask yourself what you want and free write about it in a journal without judgment. Everybody know, and I just seen 152. I'm on the right track. Everybody know I say the same thing and have been saying the same thing for years. Keep a journal. You are building your own Bible. You are talking to yourself. It's not outside of you. It's inside of you. And only way that you will know what you're talking about, because our mind in this place that we're in is forever changing by the second, you have to keep you cliff notes or footnotes or a Bible verse or whatever it is you need, but put it in a book. Because if you can sit up and say the Bible, the words of God is this, allow the words that are coming, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thine sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Okay, let me say this real quick, because the Ten of Clubs is calling me. Let me say this real quick. Waste not, want not. I know some people that get a whole bunch of food stamps. I don't get a lot. The universe takes care of me. It seems like magic. But whenever I need something, I don't have to worry about it because I'm going to be gifted it. I used to worry a lot, and it put me in a state of worry. Waste not, want not. The people that is always wanting you to feed them, that's because they waste. It's called waste and you'll want. But waste not, want not. I taught my son this morning. I taught the Three of Diamonds this morning. He real quick to throw bread away like he a little kid, or eat half of the food and throw it away. Now I understand why my mama used to let us eat what we was going to eat, and she would clean our plates. She used to give it to me. Give it to me. Because if you don't waste, you don't want. You don't. You forever, God will take care of you, or the universe, the divine mothers and the divine fathers will take care of you if you know ways. If you cook a meal and there's leftovers, put them up. Put them in the refrigerator, because you're going to reheat them, or you're going to re-eat them, or you're going to put some dazzle razzle on them and make it into a pasta salad or something. You can make it into a soup. Quit throwing food away, because if you waste, you're gonna want. You get it? You should get it. Quit wasting. That's why you're wanting. That's why you're panhandling. Because you're wasting. You shouldn't. I don't have to ask. And I used to have to at times, because I was wasting. Or at least I was allowing my family to waste. I was allowing my children to half eat things and throw things in the trash. And what's funny is the one that threw most of the stuff away is the ones that's wanting. The ones that half ate, they're the ones that's wanting. So don't put yourself in that situation. Waste not, want not. The mother, she covering the family. I know they say the father is the head, but the mother, she prepares the meal, and she know what it takes to prepare the meal. She know what it takes to go and get the food and gather all this stuff. She don't let you waste. Put it on my plate. I'm not going to even fill my plate up. I don't even eat. I wait to see what he ain't going to eat, because I don't need a lot to eat, because my body isn't busy digesting food. My body is full of spirit, and spirit don't need to eat. It needs to feed me. But because I live in a body, you have to fuel me. So this is Cassie Darwin, 3/26/2024. Ten of Clubs, Three of Hearts. The moon is the day after the full moon, so use the energy, take a salt bath. Alone time, free writing a journal about your journey. Journal your journey and build your own Bible. Peace.